I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now at 716-221-4WGR. It's a pair of tickets to the Shorzy Fall Classic at KeyBank Center on Wednesday, November 13th at KeyBank Center. Courtesy of AEG Presents, visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. I saw the roster for the Sabres alumni team.
Okay.
Tim Connolly, Derek Roy are on this team. You're going to get Marty in net. Rob is going to play. Patrick Coletta, Cody Hodson, Brian Gionta, Tim Kennedy, Andrew Peters, amongst others. Eric Bolton makes a return to the ice.
Nice.
So that's who you're going to get.
Sounds good.
You played golf with Cody Hodson, didn't you?
I did.
And that went, he was a good guy?
Yeah, very nice guy. Really nice guy. That, yes. My Cody Hodson story is one thing. You know golf. You've played golf. Sometimes you're good at golf. Sometimes you're bad at golf.
Uh-huh.
That day I played with Cody Hodson, I was good for a good stretch of it, and I hit the ball so well off the tee that he said it was a pleasure to watch me hit.
Wow.
Which is like a career highlight for me, because I don't know that anyone's ever said that
it
before.
It was a pleasure to watch.
It's like there's something like that. It's like just fun to
it's
watch
like
me some, hit it.
It's like something you would say to Tiger.
Right. I've said that to people that I've played with when they hit their third straight 290 down the middle. I'm like, wow, I should be paying you to watch this.
Yeah.
It lasted about four holes. It was fun. And then after that, it stopped. That's how golf goes. Anyway, want to put together our parlay here?
All right, let's do a three-leg
Thursday,
parlay.
Thursday, three-way, Bengals-Ravens. You could mix in Sabres-Rangers if you want. You could.
I finally got paid out. I've been betting Paterka to score every night. And since I started it, he hadn't been scoring. I thought I was jinxing him. But he got two the other night.
All right. So we each pick a leg of the Thursday night three-way same game parlay.
All right. Do you want to go first?
No. Josh went right, first
got,
last week.
I've
after complaining
one.
He always went last. So I'll go last.
Okay, you go last. I'll go first. I'll lead off. I am going to go with Chase Brown over 57.5 rushing yards for the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm not sure he's going to last as the starting running back, but Zach Moss is out with a neck injury, and they just got Khalil Herbert, who just showed up like 2 days ago. So I'm guessing Brown is going to be like the whole thing when it comes to their ground game.
Okay.
So 57.5 for Chase Brown over.
All right.
All right, I'm going to go with the new team bump here. We're going to go Diontae Johnson. And since we have been to break and back from break,
wow, look
his
at that
line
number.
Has changed. It was over under 20.5, and now it's only 16.5, so I'm going to take that for sure.
Okay, I also noticed that. I was looking at this earlier this morning when I was trying to think of what I wanted for this. How did it go down 4 yards in like an hour?
I don't know.
People are betting his under. He's not going to play.
Usually that's a smaller change than that, but that's
gonna
probably
play,
right.
Though I feel like right.
I don't see any news on whether he's. It would be void if he didn't play anyway. So no, Jeremy's right. Probably right. It's probably people are betting the under.
Okay, over 16.5 on Diontae Johnson receiving yards.
That's just one catch. I mean, that's not that big of a deal.
That's right. That's right. It's a very low number. Okay, that's good. I like that. I'm gonna go with Lamar Jackson over 1.5 touchdown passes.
Okay.
His over-under on touchdown, both he and Burrow are at 1.5 on the over-under for touchdown passes. And the last time these two teams played, I mean, Cincinnati, their defense is not good. And, you know, the Ravens get a lot of reputation stuff here. It is the worst Ravens defense Lamar has ever had.
Mm.
These two teams played a month ago. The final score was 41-38.
Wow, yeah, right.
Like, Derrick Henry ran for 92, Lamar passed for 348, and Burrow passed for 392 with 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So I like the over on Lamar on touchdown passes.
Okay. How about over 1,000 complaints about the Ravens' helmets tonight? New uniforms always get criticized.
That's right. That's one thing that could throw off the vibes. Just saying.
The uniforms?
The Texans are also wearing different uniforms this week. They're wearing like these red ones.
All red.
I don't know how the Texans have found a way to get 17 different uniforms, but they've done it.
Right. They have three different helmets, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have this helmet, which is like red with a blue horn. They have the, what do they call them? It's like the ones with the H on them. The like new H logo that they have. The H-Town uniforms, I think is maybe what they're called. And then they have their normal ones. Hopefully the Bengals aren't wearing their whites tonight, because that'd be brutal. A brutal jersey matchup, I think.
Right. Yeah, probably. So anyway, there we go. It's Chase Brown over, Deontay Johnson over, Lamar over on touchdown passes.
I've got that at plus 462.
Yep.
All together.
There you go.
For tonight. We don't want to throw a saber leg in there? That's probably fine.
No, I don't want to, no. Nope.
All right, that's fine. Against the Rangers.
Rangers. You want to remember some Rangers?
Remembering some Rangers. Some Wayne NHL. Gretzky.
Josh, we got NHL music. Remember some Rangers. We
Wayne
did this for the Bills.
Gretzky.
Tomorrow, I'm excited to remember some Colts. That's a team that don't play that much.
Yeah.
When we do the Remember Some Colts game, that'll be fun. All right, remember some Rangers.
Okay.
Matt Rempe. Remember him?
Yeah, I felt bad for Matt Rempe this offseason when I heard him in an interview be like, yeah, I kind of felt like he felt like a mascot.
Yep.
Like, oh, I'm showing up to the away team. Everyone wants to see who's going to fight the big guy. You know what I mean? But that's how he got in the league. So
he's played three games this year.
Okay. That's probably why they're winning. Is that he hasn't played every night. Rangers. Adam Graves,
Brian Leetch. I mean, those 95 Rangers that I hated so much.
You didn't like that team?
The 94 Rangers. No, I was... That was like my first ever foray into watching hockey was the 94 season.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm the NHL video game generation where I kind of was introduced to hockey through NHL PA 93 and NHL 94.
Okay.
And I loved the Vancouver Canucks in that game.
Oh.
With Pavel Bure, of course, and Jurki Lume and Trevor Linden and Jeff Courtnall. And I use them in the game all the time, and I'm 12.
Yeah.
So, or 14, whatever. Yeah, it's 1993. Yeah. So that series or that playoffs, I was rooting for the Canucks the whole way, and I loved their jersey. I got one of their jerseys, the giant, like the skating one with the Canucks on the blade.
Mm-hmm.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I loved them, and they lost in seven games. It was tough. It was tough to take.
You didn't have any sympathy for like the curse being broken or whatnot? Was it even a curse, or just been a really long time?
It had been a long time. It was what the Leafs were dealing with. Rangers and Islanders games used to be...
No, they would chant 1940, right?
Yes. Imagine you're winning 6-0 and fans are chanting 1940 at you, and you're like, I got nothing to say.
Right.
They're not wrong. The Islanders had won a million cups in between.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was not quite a curse, but it had been a long time. 54 years.
Yeah.
All right, other Rangers.
Sabres legend Jimmy Vesey.
There you go.
Who's on the Rangers... In the Drury Game 5 series.
Like Yager.
Yager. Michael Nylander.
Martin,
is there a
Straka
Roosevelt
in there?
From Trevor here training with us.
There's 100% a Roosevelt in there.
Lundqvist, of course.
What about, like, was Bobby Holík on that team, maybe?
I don't know if he was on that team. He was on the... No, that, he couldn't have been. Because Bobby Holík went to the Rangers in...
Is that late in his career?
2000. It's pre-lockout because...
He was
one of the early conversations about the Rangers are able to pay guys that are not worth it way more than they should. We need a salary cap. Like Bobby Holík,
he
gave
us a
direct
salary
line.
Cap.
Yeah, like that little, you know, the picture meme where a guy flicks a domino. It was Bobby Holík, and then the NHL has shootouts.
Okay,
like that's the domino effect. Let's make some changes, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I've got him 02 through 04 for the Rangers.
And then the league shut down because of Bobby Holík and came back with a salary cap and shootouts.
Okay. We're blaming him for all of this. I love it.
Let's put the next domino behind it. 3-on-3. Bobby Holík directly led to 3-on-3 overtimes.
Yes.
because then there were too many shootouts.
How about Peter Nedved?
I like that one. Lindros. Don't forget Eric Lindros, of course, with the Rangers forever.
Brendan Shanahan.
Okay, they would have had...
Brendan Shanahan.
How many do they have where they're remembered for other teams? Like Rick Nash, right?
Oh, God, that's a good one.
He's a Ranger. Yager's remembered. We already said him, but... Gretzky, obviously, was the first name I mentioned. He's this.
You did mention Drury.
Drury.
That didn't really last that long, and that didn't go that well, did it? It was
no,
fine.
I mean, he had... Didn't he have... some illness or something too that contributed to the end of his career. Yeah, he played. I mean, he really only played. He played three seasons for the Rangers: 58 points, 56 points, 32 points.
Chris Kreider, Panarin. These guys are like, you know,
still going.
Recent ones. Yeah,
Chris Kreider's got I think 8 goals and 0 assists this season so far. I had one more good one, but I just forgot it. Not Brian. Not Brian
Zubov.
Sergei Zubov. Who's the all-time Ranger? Is it
Messier.
Brian Leetch?
Messier.
It's Messier.
Even though he's not only a Ranger, isn't he? Like, that's probably not the right answer, but still, like, from the guarantee to being the captain to being the guy with the cup, like,
is it? It's him or Leetch, isn't it?
I think it's Messier.
Okay.
Theo Fleury.
I would not have known he was a Ranger.
Yeah, 1 year. Oh, okay. I shouldn't say that. No, not 1 year. I'm looking at Pro Hockey Reference where, like, he played 2 years with the Rangers.
Okay.
Three years at the end of his career.
Kovalev.
Alexei Kovalev.
Kovalev on the Rangers.
Dmitry Kalinin.
I loved Kovalev. He got such a bad rap. He was the laziest player ever. Who cares? He's fun.
It's funny. You say you loved Kovalev. You know who I remember hating Kovalev? I don't know if Paul's listening. Paul Hamilton. We used to have Paul on the show. We're like, this guy is the worst.
Should call him right now. Just rant about Kovalev.
What are your thoughts on Kovalev? I feel like I remember Paul ranting against Kovalev.
Oh, good tweet here. Tony Amonte is a Ranger.
Yes. Yes. Other goalies other than Lundqvist and Richter. I mean, Shesterkin.
Van Beesbrock, right?
Yeah, John Van Beesbrock.
Kevin Weeks.
Okay.
It's this is going to be tough for me because Lundqvist is their goaltender my whole life.
Right.
Like who's before Lundqvist? Is it right from Van Beesbrock to Lundqvist? Or is there someone in the middle?
It can't be.
Like 2000... When does Lundqvist start? When is he? I mean, he's in the 06 series.
Yeah.
Against the Sabres. So that's got to be... It's got to be at least be 06. I want to get who their goalie would have been before.
To get to this point you're making, roughly, like I'm at Pro Hockey Reference of Rangers goalies, and you can sort by year they debuted.
Yeah.
And from 2006 to 2010, no one debuted. Because it was Lundqvist and someone else.
Okay,
like
so
Lundqvist
and... A backup of some sort.
Kevin Weeks, Lundqvist and... like Dan Blackburn.
Okay, that's good. How about, starting goalie before him might have been Mike Dunham.
Wow.
Yeah, it looks
Rangers.
Like Kasparaitis was a Ranger.
How do you like the Rangers? All right, here's one for you. You hate Sabres.
Don't do what you're about to do.
What, for the Rangers?
Yeah.
There's two things people call them.
What?
Well, one of them is very common, is the Blue Shirts.
I don't think I've heard that.
You never heard called the Blue Shirts?
The Blue Shirts?
Definitely. Called the Blue Shirts, yep.
Okay. What's
and
the
then,
one?
I don't know. Maybe it's just one friend of mine that used to call them the Rags.
Never heard that one
either. I don't think anybody really does that. Instead of buddy that did that. Blue Shirts. How do you like Blue Shirts?
You know, it's time for them to... Speaking of their 94, 40 to 94 not winning. I mean, it's been 30 years again.
Yeah.
You're like...
They made a final.
They're usually good. Like, come on. Maybe you should win one. If you're the Rangers. Once in a while. But you're always good. You're always paying money. You got one championship in 80 years. Who am I to talk? I've seen a playoff game, so it was 7.
All right. Sabres Rangers tonight. Get ready to start guessing dogs of the day. Calgary on Saturday.
Calgary, back-to-back afternoon games. Saturday at 1 and then Monday at 12:30.
I will be attending both.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Afternoon games. I mean, you know, the kids with the family, like, holy cow, it's perfect. And these kids, they love Tage Thompson.
Do you know who their coach is, by the way, right now? The Rangers?
Calgary?
No, the Rangers. Who's their head coach?
The Rangers coach right now is...
One of your favorites.
One of my favorites?
Mm-hmm.
Peter Laviolette.
Peter Laviolette.
He's the only person I would think you would say one of my favorites about. Peter LaViolette.
In the most sarcastic way possible. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Extendo Sports is coming up, and we'll hand things off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.